Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing an audio podcast from downtown Salt Lake City, and my first stop here was a delightful lunch at a beautiful Asian restaurant called Tokyo Sushi and Grill here in downtown Salt Lake City. And I know it was the site of the old library before. It was a very popular bar called the Library, and now it's this beautiful Asian-inspired restaurant with this, a sushi bar, really big, adequate space to host special events and different business meetings as well. So I have a special guest. Introduce yourself.
Yes, hi, Ted. Thanks for coming. Yeah, my name is Robert Rojales, and yeah, we started this restaurant in January of this year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so far it's doing good. And yeah, we serve different kind of sushi rolls. Mm-hmm. We also serve Japanese fried rice. Mm-hmm. We have Japanese noodle soup. Mm-hmm. And you know, our sushi rolls, we have a variety of them. We have the crunchy sushi, the cooked sushi, the one that you ordered, Ted. You know,
yeah,
that
it was beautiful. It was actually the lobster roll, but then I also had the crunchy.
And then the spider roll.
The spider roll. That was amazing as well.
Yes.
So really fresh, full flavors as well. And then I also did the fried rice because I can't resist fried rice.
How was the fried rice?
It was great. It was actually a nice flavor. It was like fresh vegetables and a lot of different vegetables such as broccoli, carrots, and peas, and a beautiful egg as well. So, so tell me about your family and how you folks got started here.
Yes, yeah. We started in Florida. We have two locations in Florida. We started in 2006. Way before that, my brother Eric, who's the head chef, he worked for a Japanese restaurant called Tokyo Bowl in South Beach. Mm. And so he was a manager there for like a few years. And so in 2006, we decided to start our own in Florida. Mm-hmm. So we started one in Fort Lauderdale. And then that one was very successful, and we decided to open a second one. Mm-hmm. So we have two right now in Fort Lauderdale. And so right now we venture out here in Salt Lake City and open one here. And we're so excited because this one is across the street from the Salt Palace Convention Center. Mm-hmm. And we would like you, please... come and try our sushi. Yeah.
And I'm sure you get a fair number of visitors from the convention and tourism bureau that, you know, are here in town as well. And there's, so many different people that are in downtown. And you're seeing this nightlife in downtown really, really starting to transform itself. And it's not the sleepy Salt Lake that people used to think of Salt Lake.
Yes.
And things have changed so rapidly. So why did you guys decide to move from South Beach and Fort Lauderdale to Salt Lake City? Did you have any connections here? Or?
Well, we have lots of friends here. Mm-hmm. We there's like a group of, there's a Filipino community here. We're part Japanese, but, we grew up in the Philippines. Mm. And so we have like Vietnamese friends, Japanese and Filipino. And so when this opportunity came out, it came with, the alcohol license. Mm-hmm. And so we liked that, because a lot of people would be looking for, like a pool alcohol bar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so this one came with it. And so we grabbed the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so, we're very excited.
Right. So tell us about the, the beverages, the adult beverages that people can get here. Some of the more popular ones. Can you describe them for me?
Yes. Yeah. We have, we have a variety of them. We have mixed drinks. You can get Long Island iced tea, tequila sunrise, Bloody Mary, Mai Tai, Cosmopolitan, Sex on the Beach.
There's a Sex on the Beach, and I guess it's a Sex on the Great Salt Lake Beach as well, but you can actually have it here. So a lot of fun. So it's a full bar with a lot of different great creative mixes as well.
Right,
so you've got some great, both Japanese and American beer as well. So, tell us about this, the seafood. Obviously it's fresh, it tastes fresh. So tell us a little bit more about that. How do you ensure the freshness?
Well, we get them from... basically, that one comes from California and from Las Vegas. What is the name of our supplier again, Dory?
Ocean Beauty.
Yeah, Ocean Beauty. Yeah, we get our seafood from a company called Ocean Beauty. Mm-hmm. Dor is one of the server, by the way.
So I know it's an impromptu interview. I didn't, you know, plan on doing that. I just found the food so remarkable, and you guys are so amazing and so friendly that I had to talk to you and to kind of like share these different offerings. And I'm seeing the server eat some noodles as a udon, some beautiful udon soup as well. So I'm just one of those people that that just loves the flavor of soup as well. So you get a full menu. You have fresh sushi. There's a sushi bar that you can sit in.
That's right.
And enjoy and relax at nighttime. Uh-huh. It's a great ambiance and some really fun, vibrant culture here in downtown Salt Lake City as well. So what's the future look for you as far as, you know, Salt Lake City? Are you excited to see all these changes that have happened in Salt Lake City over the number of just, you know, a year, even like over the last several months, things have changed?
Yeah, very excited. You know, I think as you mentioned, you know, nightlife is like, you know, it's not the sleepy city anymore. That, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, like you people, you know, because we're, you know, our location is very close to hotels. Mm-hmm. We're Holiday Inn is like next door, you know, Hilton, Hotel Monaco. Mm-hmm. We're surrounded by the hotels, and there's lots of clubs around the area, like, you know, like a half a block next door. And there's a club next door, there's a club upstairs. Right. And so, we're very excited. And, you know, they said, you know, the airport is, they're building another terminal. Mm-hmm. And so I think that would bring a lot of business to downtown Salt Lake.
Yeah, so business is booming here as well. So people can find basically anything they want to in a big cosmopolitan city here in Salt Lake City. It's really walkable, approachable, and transit is amazing. So we actually, you know, could take a train here, the Trax train, from the airport here and arrive here within 20-30 minutes at the very most. And so it's an amazing adventure so far. So just follow me and my adventures here in the new Salt Lake. I'm so excited to be here. And my first meal was here at Tokyo Sushi and Grill here in downtown Salt Lake City, right across the street from the Salt Palace and Convention Center. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And yeah, it's so nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. All right.